And somebody who's no stranger to Wild Coast Radio, Shonisani Nepalama from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, ready to talk to us this morning. And we're talking about risk factors for chronic illnesses. Shonisani, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me on the show, and good morning to our listeners.
It's a pleasure having you, Shonisani. And getting straight into it, looking at risk factors for chronic illness, one risk that often comes up is not being physically active. Can you elaborate on the benefits of being active regularly and probably getting good exercise?
Yes, that's a very good question, because physical activity is the most risk factor for chronic illness that most people, they overlook. And to just to notify that it is also one of the most important things that we can do to protect our health. Mm-hmm. So the good physical activity, what's good about it, that it can help, it can benefit anyone. It includes children, adults, or older person, and even those that doesn't love participating in like jogging or running. If they can just participate in like walking, it can benefit them, as well as improve their overall quality of lives, as well as preventing many chronic diseases. So being active also, it helps to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, such as your heart disease, strokes, as well as type 2 diabetes and metabolic conditions. It also helps people that wants to lose weight to be able to lose weight, as well as those that wants to maintain, to be able to maintain weight, because it balances the calories we consume with the calories that we burn. So exercise, it also strengthens the heart, which will then improve blood circulation and also can help lower your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your triglyceride levels. And also it can also help to improve or manage your blood sugar levels and improve the way insulin works, which means that it lowers the risk of a person developing a type 2 diabetes. And also other thing that's also important is that a physical activity, it can strengthen your bone, your muscle, as well as support your joint health. And also it can reduce pain and improve function in conditions such as arthritis. So the benefits of physical activity, they go beyond the physical health, because also it also helps to improve your mental well-being by releasing chemicals in the brain that boost your mood, reduce your stress level, as well as anxiety, as well as lower the risk of depression. And also it can improve your sleep, which keep the brain sharp as we age, and also may reduce the risk of certain cancers. So overall, physical activity, it has many benefits that can help us to have a good well-being, as well as reduce our risk of premature death, and also we will live longer, as well as a healthier life.
And I think living longer and being healthier is obviously the main objective. But Shonisani, how much exercise do we actually need?
That's also a good question, because it's important to know how much you need so that you can benefit from physical activity. So for adults, the health experts, they recommend at least 150 minutes of moderate to intense physical activity per week. So this can be spread out through the week, for example, which means you can do 30 minutes a day times 5 a week. Alternatively, a person can also do 75 minutes of vigorous activity per week, which can also provide similar benefits. It is also recommended that adults include muscle strengthening activity, such as your resistance or strength exercise, at least 2 times per week. For children and adolescents, the recommended amount of exercise is 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity every day. So this activity as well for kids, it can spread out through the day, such as during the school breaks, after school, or through sports and activity play. It is also important to limit sedentary activities where a person is not exercising, like you're watching TV, playing video games, or spending long period on cell phone, because when you're doing these things, you're not taking part in physical activity. You're just sitting without you burning the energy that you just ate.
Right. And Shonisani, what types of exercise would you recommend? You know, what are the best?
Almost any activity that gets your body moving or raises your blood pH, it can be beneficial. The key is to choose activities that you enjoy so that it doesn't feel like you're working, but it becomes part of your routine. So simple activities like walking, dancing, cycling, or swimming, gardening, or playing sports such as your soccer or rugby, they are all greater options of physical activity. And then moderate intense activities are also that raise your heart rate and also make also cause light sweating. They can still also be comfortable. Example, it includes your brisk walking, your dancing, slow cycling, water aerobics, or even household chores like gardening. They can also help with you being taking part of physical activity, even vigorous activity as well that require more effort and make you breathe faster, they are also acceptable. The main thing is also to do something that you will love, that you will be able to sustain for a longer period.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, something, if you're enjoying it and it's fun, it will be better and you'll want to do it. But should somebody see a doctor before becoming physically active?
That's also a very good question, because you need to be able to know which exercise you can be able to do. Because, for example, if you haven't run your whole life, you can't just start by jogging, because that can raise your heart rate very fast in such a way that your heart cannot be able to accommodate it. So if someone has been inactive for a longer time, or they have a chronic condition, or they feel unsure about their fitness level, it is a good idea for them to consult a healthcare professional before starting a new exercise program. However, most healthy people can safely begin with moderate activity like your brisk walking, gardening, or light household tasks without needing a medical clearance. The key is to start slowly and gradually increase the duration as well as the intensity of activity over time. Walking is often recommended as the safest and easiest way for most people to begin becoming more active. And as they get used to the walking, they can then also start jogging and then start also increasing the pace of jogging.
And I suppose build it up as you go along.
Yes.
Then, Shonisani, can you give listeners some tips on how to become more active in everyday life? Because maybe sometimes, you know, people can't just go out into the streets and walk. Maybe they need something different to keep them going.
Getting more active does not always require a gym membership. Small behavior changes can make a big difference. A person can start by finding a simple ways to move more throughout the day. For example, you can take the stairs instead of the lift. You can park a little bit further from the entrance where going to the shops or getting off public transport one stop early and work the rest of the way. You can also visit a friend instead of calling, because this will also help that you're also taking some physical activity. You can take short break during the lunch road or play outside with your children or grandchildren. That also will be participating in physical activity. Exercising also with a friend or family, it can also make it more enjoyable and help you keep motivated. Listening to the music while working or exercise, it can also make it more fun, because you won't be focusing on physical activity, but you would rather be enjoying the music that you're listening to, but still partaking in physical activity. The most important thing is that we need to start small, set realistic goals, and choose activities that we enjoy so that we can be active more, and also it can become a regular part of our daily life.
That makes sense. And do you have a final word for our listeners about exercise and maybe some tips?
Yes. Many people, they know that exercise is good for them, but with busy schedule and sedentary jobs, often it makes it difficult for people to start exercising. The important message is that it's never too late to begin. Even small amounts of physical activity, they are better than not doing anything. And every step towards a more active, healthy life, it counts. So by gradually increasing your activity levels and aiming for the recommended amount of physical activity each week, you can improve your health, reduce the risk of chronic disease, as well as enhance your overall well-being. So a person can start by exercising like during their tea times or lunch times. They can take 5 minutes or 10 minutes walk. At the end of the week, those are 5 minutes, 10 minutes walk. They help to build up as well as make you that you are moving more. And also regular exercise, it also helps you to feel better, stay healthier, and even help you to live longer, as well as improve your memory or brain function, which will also help you to be able to perform better in your work life, in your personal life, as well as at home.
Right, and that makes sense. And Shonisani, where can listeners go for more information about the heart, or about heart health and exercise and how to stay healthy?
Listeners can learn more information about heart and brain health as well as preventing cardiovascular disease by visiting our website, www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can also contact our office on 021-422-1586.
And they'll get all the info there. Shonisani, thank you very much, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Have a good week ahead, and thank you to the listeners. They should have a blessed weekend.
Thank you, Shonisani. Keep well. That's Shonisani Nepalama, the Nutrition Science Leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation.